Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad you're with me today because we're doing some really interesting exploring of places, and at the same time, while we're exploring interesting places, we're also connecting with Black History Month and African American history woven into these places. And we started out today at the Norman Rockwell Museum and the paintings that Norman Rockwell did that were related to segregation and integration. And some of them are quite famous. If you missed any part of that, you can go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, and find today's show with Stephanie Plunkett from the Norman Rockwell Museum, and you'll be able to click on that. One of the things we talked about with Stephanie was the Norman Rockwell painting that shows a young boy on a train, and he's being served by an African-American person who's acting in the capacity as a waiter in the dining room on the dining car. And as turned out, I learned in that interview today that the little boy is Rockwell's son, Peter. And I have interviewed Peter Rockwell, who has become an artist in his own right. And shortly after getting married and graduating from college, almost all simultaneously, he went off to spend a couple of months in Rome to do some studies, because artists do that. If you're studying architecture, you're studying art, you will wind up in Italy. And, you know, to commune with all the museums and the architecture and the artists of the past and whatnot. That was how many years ago now? How many decades? He is an older gentleman now with very grown children of his own and has lived pretty much his whole adult life in Italy. So, I've interviewed Peter. You can see some of his sculptures adorning the grounds outside of the Norman Rockwell Museum, and on occasion there are displays of his works inside the museum. When I interviewed him, he never mentioned that he was the little boy in that painting on the train, in the dining car on the train. It's cute. Found that out today. So then we went off to the Railroad Museum of Pennsylvania, and we were talking with Jeff Bleimeister, and that's an interview you don't want to miss. And then to talk with the curator of the museum, Jeff's the director. And we ran out of time in the last hour, so I've done something I rarely ever do, and that's I've held a Nick Shemis. I'm going to say Shemis. You got to love this. Zhemevsky. I think that's close enough. I said it right in the last hour. I might have gotten it close to right now. Nick is the archivist for the museum, and we were talking about the African-American relationship to trains and what you find at the Railroad Museum of Pennsylvania as part of our focus on Black History Month. And there's a story I wanted him to share. It's one of my favorite stories. I love finding out where expressions come from. Do you know the expression by hook or by crook? I just used it in an email today to somebody, and I finished that little sentence with a parenthetical thought, which was, do you know where the expression by hook or by crook comes from? Well, by hook or by crook comes from Oliver Cromwell wanting to overtake the harbor and the strategic point of Waterford, Ireland, when he, after they killed the king of England in Chester, England, and they went off to do their mischief in Ireland. And there's a place called Hook, and there's a place called Crook's Head, and they are like left and right of Waterford. And so Cromwell told his soldiers, and I guess his sailors, I want you to take Waterford by hook or by crook. And that came to mean, I want you to get something by any means necessary to get it. Like that? So now we're going to go off and find out, where does the expression, the real McCoy, when somebody gives you something and you say, I don't want this, I want the real McCoy, has to do with railroads and an African American. And we're going to talk about that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Call 888-266-1200 to request a brochure or visit tanglewood.org for the season schedule or to buy tickets. Tanglewood, the celebrated summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts, is open for 10 weeks in the summer. In addition to classical music, Tanglewood is host to several popular artist shows, the Boston Pops, and jazz performances.
I have on the line with me, I'm going to try it again, Nick Shemevsky. Is that close enough?
Pretty good.
Okay. Nick is the archivist at the Railroad Museum of Pennsylvania. Share with, and we're focusing, as I mentioned earlier, focusing on the, because it is the end of Black History Month, the African-American relationship with trains. And we've gotten to the point where, and we did that in the last hour, but we didn't get to talk about the real McCoy. So maybe you can tell us that story.
Sure. Steam locomotives are very complex machines, and they have a lot of parts that move on them. And keeping all of those surfaces well lubricated has always been a perennial problem of railroaders. And it used to be the fireman's job, whenever the train was stopped somewhere, to oil around, was the term for it. And he'd go around with a can of oil and lubricate the various parts. But oftentimes the trains wouldn't stop frequently enough to do that, and so they'd have to make stops just for the purpose of oiling. And in 1870, there was a Canadian American man by the name of Elijah McCoy. His family had escaped to Canada via the Underground Railroad, and he had moved back to the United States and was working in Michigan after having been educated as a mechanical engineer in Scotland. And he was working as a fireman, and he thought to himself, there has to be a better way to do this. And he developed a drip cup where oil would be constantly applied to these surfaces where all this friction was being developed, all these moving parts. And he patented the design, and people would, his design was by far the best for this, and people would go out and they would want the real McCoy. They would want Elijah McCoy's lubricator. And that's where that expression comes from.
Well, from what I understand is that there was some competition, and some people knocked off his design. And since he had a patent on what he did, they made a couple of changes so that they could get away with selling a product similar and trying to sell it a little cheaper so that, they could make some money off of his good idea. But what other people developed and designed didn't work as well as the one that McCoy designed, and that's how they got into, we want the real McCoy, not this other knockoff business.
Exactly. And he also encountered some institutionalized racism. Certain railroads or certain railroaders wouldn't use his invention, at least initially. And it proved itself superior.
Yeah, because he was black.
Exactly.
You know, people are very sick. We are the only thing on this, planet that if we did away with, the planet would be better off. I mean, honestly, we are the I'm embarrassed to be a person. Really, I am. I mean, you look at the mess this planet is in for so many reasons, and it wasn't caused by the natural elements or the animals on it other than those two-footed kind. And it's just, it's very sad. I think we've grown a long way, but we are still our own worst enemy in so many ways. So I'm really happy that we were able to share that story today, because it's one of those gorgeous stories about, you know, this. If you think about people, what year was this McCoy thing invented?
1870.
You know, that's... That was a time period when you are correct, particularly that there were far too many people who looked down on people because of the color of their skin and their personal histories and whatnot. I didn't know the part about Elijah McCoy in making his way to Canada and sitting out that whole Civil War slavery thing in Canada. Brilliant. The man was smarter than I thought he was. Yeah. I'm with him. That is just a fabulous story, and I want to thank you for sharing it with us again. Stay with me, because you know where we're going now? We're going off to Roanoke, Virginia, to a wonderful historic hotel, so stay with me. It's my day.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast-to-coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing, or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm very happy that we were able to get back on the line with us today. Gary Walton, who's the general manager of the Hotel Roanoke. We had him on my Saturday show, Travelers 411, on the day before Valentine's Day, February 13th, in hour three of the show. So if you want to hear the whole story, go to sabrams.com, my first initial and last name, sabrams.com, and scroll down the homepage to until you see his name, Gary Walton, but you're going to see it under February 13th, and you'll be able to click and hear the interview where we did the big general overview of everything in sight. But we talked about so much because this is the kind of hotel where there is so much to talk about, the Hotel Roanoke in Roanoke, Virginia. It is stunning from the minute you come up the drive, and everything about it is historic and wonderful and enchanting. And but so because we talked about all these other things, we never really got to talk about this multi-million dollar renovation they've just come through. And I said to Gary, I got to have you back. And so it's good to have you on the line with us. And I wanted to put you into our Sunday show. Because if there are markets that the Saturday show isn't heard in, the folks on Sunday missed that. So this give them a nice nudge to go and hear what they missed. So talk to me. First of all, I'm always fascinated by how much money these renovations cost. How much money did you plow into your room reimaginations?
Good. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk about them, and they are expensive, but they come around every, you know, 6, 7, 8 years, depending, you know, how often you get the funds to do it. But we're going to put about close to a little over $6 million into redoing all of our guest rooms, guest room corridors, and including the guest rooms as our suites. And this is a what we call primarily a soft goods renovation, but it's a little bit more than that because we're also diving into the bathrooms and doing some pretty extensive changes there. So I kind of call it a soft goods renovation on steroids.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't send your proposal for your renovation to us here because my senior producer, David Isby, and I are always ready to take a renovation. We could have done it for you for $3 million. So, just so you know for next time. Yeah. But what is it? Where is it? Or that, you know, that's not pocket change. What exactly are you doing?
Well, we're in the bedroom portion of the guest room. We're replacing the carpet. We're redoing the window treatments. We're reupholstering one of the chairs, replacing the other chair. We're replacing all the lighting, the desk, the lamps, the nightstand lamps, the floor lamps, adding new TVs, and But our case goods, the nightstands, the dressers, and the desk are staying. They're being refinished and stuff, but they're staying in the room. But all the soft materials in the bedroom are being changed out. And then in the bathrooms, we're converting. Currently, we have every room has a tub with a shower. But in our king bedded rooms and our single queen bedded rooms, we're taking out the tubs and we're putting in the full walk in shower. But we're leaving the tubs in all the double doubles. So
in the showers, you could shower with a basketball team. Is that it?
Yeah. So, well, they're not really that much bigger, but they're basically the footprint of the a bathtub.
Yeah, it's a decent size.
But you walk in and you don't have the tub because most people don't. A lot of people don't take baths as much anymore. But we still want to leave some tubs here in the hotel for families or people who do enjoy to soak in a tub. We'll still have those. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and it's true, especially, if you're not staying too long at a place, you don't have the luxury of the time that it takes to draw a bath and
exactly.
have a
exactly.
relaxing experience there. And it's a lot safer, even the nicest of tubs I worry about when I'm traveling.
Sure, exactly.
This would not be the place I would like to slip in the tub. Right. But I have a request, and if you're not planning to do it, you don't have to tell me you're not planning to do it, but I would recommend that you whisper it in the ear of whoever is doing whatever. The problem with my request is if you're not planning to do it, my experience has been is every change is $10,000. It doesn't matter what it is.
You hit the nail on the head. That just seems to be the number that pops
that's
up.
That's it. You want two changes, $20,000. I've had enough experiences this, but one of my favorite things in bathrooms that enthralls me is those rainforest shower heads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if it's not on your list, it's going to cost you another $10,000, but please go get them.
We're putting all new plumbing in there, so we have new shower heads. They're not the ones that come directly straight down on you, but they're much wider head, and
yeah,
they do
well,
get
I don't care. It doesn't have to be the one that's, parallel to the floor.
Right, right.
It's, and many hotels have them. They have a little bit of a swivel on the neck of it so you can – point it at your body.
Right.
Well, because some places we go, clearly the hotel was designed for short people. And neither my husband nor I would be considered short. So I'm the littlest one, except I only tower over our dog. And I'm 5'10". And everybody else in the family is, well over 6 feet. So when we check into a hotel, it's like my husband struggles the most. Because the shower is pointed at his belly button, it's like, what do you do with this? And he, for him, he'll start grousing in the middle the minute he checks in someplace if they don't have a handheld portion of, the shower equipment. But I just stop listening. And in a lot of places we go to, and I'm not talking about places in Asia where you often will find the bathroom reminds me of an elementary school bathroom. The height of the toilet, the height of the sink is much lower than you would find in the U.S.
Correct.
But, we're tall people, so, we look for high ceilings and stuff. we just feel more comfortable there. But, every time I speak with a hotelier, they are either about to start a renovation, in the middle of a renovation, or they've just completed a renovation, and the cycle is the lobby, the public rooms, the dining room, and then the meeting rooms and the ballrooms and the whatever and the accommodation. So when you get done with this one, you facing another one?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's, the old adage, it's like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. When you get to the end, you start all over again. So once we finish our guest room renovation, which will be probably July of this year, because we're trying to minimize the amount of displaced business during the process and try to so we're taking about 35 to 40 rooms out at a time doing those. So with our 330 rooms, it'll take us till July to get through them all. But then once we finish that, next up is we do attack our public spaces, our lobbies, and our meeting rooms and stuff again.
Yeah, it's just a vicious cycle.
Going. Yeah. Exactly.
We're going off now to talk about that ship, the Anthem of the Seas, with a person who sailed on a rocky voyage years ago. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
There's a room where we can be alone. So come on, let's go. I just want you by my side.
2016 Tanglewood season highlights include the Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts with current music director Andres Nelsons, the return of former music director Seiji Ozawa, Yo-Yo Ma, Seth MacFarlane and the Boston Pops Orchestra, plus Renee Fleming and many more. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, is located in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. For tickets and information, visit tanglewood.org. That's tanglewood.org.
We're America's Railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Are you having any fun? What you getting out of living? What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Having any laughs? Are you getting any
fun? You're back. That's a good thing. Thanks for being back. You know, there's a lot of things going on that have been on my mind that have bothered me, but I got to tell you, one of the things that bothers me a lot, particularly as it relates to travel and tourism, now and then I see somebody's commercial on TV. And for the most part, I don't watch commercials on TV. Because it's just as easy. Even if I'm not watching something that's recorded, if it's recorded, it's even easier. But if I'm going to watch live TV, I'll put the TV on before I'm ready to watch it. And I'll go do other stuff while the TV is on pause. And if I leave the TV on pause for 10 or 15 minutes while I go do other stuff, I pretty much can watch TV the rest of the period I'm going to watch for, afternoon, evening, whatever. Without having to deal with the commercials. You can zip right through the commercials because I built in that cushion of time to do my zipping through. But now and then, I will notice a commercial for some cruise line or some river cruise or from... These are also people who have not yet figured out that most people don't watch commercials on TV. So, when you watch... It relates to all commercials that have disclaimers or information. And it may be, you know, some company that whatever they're selling, whether it's some medication or some car to drive or some cruise to take or some car to rent. They'll have little disclaimer information. The problem with the disclaimer information is, A, it's in tiny, tiny print. B, I don't care what kind of speed reader you are. You cannot read what's on that screen in the number of seconds or nanoseconds that it's on the TV screen. So if you want to read it, you have to pause the TV in order to read it. The problem with pausing the TV or backing it up and then, you know, pausing it to read it is that I don't know if it's true on, we have DirecTV, so I don't know if it's true on everybody else's system, but on our system, when you pause something, this long rectangle comes up on the screen and completely blots out what you want to read. Now, if all the systems do that, maybe that's why the people who put up their disclaimers for credit cards and medicines and cruise ships and car rentals and car sales and everything else that gets a disclaimer at the bottom, maybe that's why the ad agencies create the commercials so that the disclaimer goes in the spot where, A, you can't read it when it's on the screen. It goes by too quick. And if you're sitting across the room in a chair or you're lying in bed watching it or whatever, however you watch TV, you would have to get up and stand so close to the screen in order to read what it says. But even if you had X-ray vision like Superman and you could read it from 100 feet away, I don't know if he was a fast reader or not. I know he had special eye skills. I don't think he necessarily read any faster than anybody else. But I'm going to tell you, there is no way that I, and I suppose if it happens for me, there are some of you it happens to, can read all that gunk that is being disclaimed about a product or a service on the screen in the amount of time that they have it on the screen. So the only way to read it is by pausing the television. And when you pause the television with DirecTV, it completely covers the spot where everybody seems to be putting their disclaimer. And I think they know that. And that's why they put it there. Because they really don't want to disclose what they're telling you. They're only doing it because the government forces them. So if there's anybody in the FTC or the FCC or Truth in Advertising, or anybody that's related to anybody in government, or any of you who are so good at talking to your congresspeople, how about we start a campaign that if you're going to put up, because I'm really most concerned about things having to do with travel, but it really affects every single ad that goes up. But if you have a cruise ship putting up a story and then giving you a disclaimer about whatever it is that they're offering, or a car rental company, or anybody else that's in travel, and it's even more important when it's a medication. Most of the medications show you pretty pictures of dogs and people at a county fair and at the beach, and they're happy and they're wonderful and life is good. And if you take this medicine, maybe you'll focus on the pretty pictures on the screen and talk about one day we ought to do that, or gee, isn't that puppy adorable, instead of focusing on that you're going to take this and it's a potential that instead of making you better, it's going to half kill you. At least they are forced into saying it out loud, so if you are a person with hearing capability, you will hear what they're saying. All these other people are not required to do that. And I am convinced that the ad agencies who put together these TV commercials place a disclaimer in exactly the spot where it's going to disappear when you try to read it by stopping the screen so it's standing still and you can read it, but you can't because now it's blotted out. Cute, no? I'm going to guess that they have this information, that they're forced into having this information in the terms and conditions associated with whatever it is they're selling. And particularly as it relates to travel. So will you please remember that if you're going to book something, go and find the fine print. Find the terms and conditions. Especially as it relates to big ticket items like a cruise. You know, you take a family of four on a cruise, minimally, it's got to cost you close to $3,000. I mean, even if you're on a little cheapy cruise. So that's not, it really shouldn't be an impulse item. It should be something that you pay some close attention to. And I wish somebody out there, where is Carolyn Maloney? She's an activist. I should write to her. She's a congresswoman from New York City. Gets herself into all kinds of consumer protection stuff. All of you listening in that area, go bug Carolyn Maloney. She's the kind of woman that would pick up the banner and run into battle with this one. Because it's just wrong. It's just wrong to have to put up a disclaimer and then have it on the screen for so little time it is humanly impossible to. I guess the alternative is take a photo of the screen. Who's going to do that? Probably wouldn't blow up well enough to read it. But it bothers me that there's no way to read it. Because pausing the screen creates a blockage of exactly the part of the screen you want to see. So I think ad agencies need to be required to put whatever they're putting that's a disclaimer in the middle of the screen or the top of the screen and not in that bottom 20% or something. That gets covered up when you try to stop it to read it. Nasty business. Really nasty business. I got more to talk to you about. One of the things I want to talk to you about is places like Forbidden City in China, Paradise Island, and Vatican City. And we're going to do that after these important messages from our sponsors. So I hope you take out a pen and paper and take notes, except if you're driving. But you don't need to do that. You can always go to sabrams.com. You certainly will get all of the shows, podcast and archived, and check out my blog, sabrams.com/blog. That's a goodie. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Man down home has got to have hate, better have some fun. You ain't gonna live forever before you're old and gray. Still okay, have your little fun, son. Have your little fun.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
Ireland invites you to the epic Bee in Bridgeford. New to Bee in Bridgeford? Brace yourself. After a night at a Galway B&B, you head to the Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Crossing the 75-foot chasm urges you to return to solid ground, setting out to Waterford, home of the famous crystal. Careful though, this town has a tradition of you break it, you buy it. B&B, Rope Bridge, Waterford.
Oops.
Bee in Bridgeford, only in Ireland. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at ireland.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1350 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, you know, I got things to talk with you about, so thanks for being patient with my thoughts. You know, I was really disturbed. Well, I'm always disturbed when people talk about anything related to travel, and most of the time they don't get it right. I have heard more garbage about the walls around the Vatican, around Vatican City. Have you ever in your life walk down any city street where there are anything from department stores to apartment buildings to office buildings? Did you notice they all have walls? Because if they didn't have exterior walls, I mean, it's possible to build a building. I mean, as you see, when a structure is going up, it's got steel beams going up, it's got floors, and then they enclose it with walls. So, you know, it's possible to build an apartment building or a office building. And instead of putting in, you know, big plate glass windows, which sometimes are used instead of brick or stone or wood or something, just have it all open air. It might be, you know, a great lack of privacy and a bit breezy, might get rained on. So it's not unusual for buildings to have walls. That's the kind of walls that wrap around what is lovingly referred to as the country, the smallest country in the world, 100 acres. Maybe it's 101, 110. It's just barely over 100 acres. Vatican City. It is its own country. Has its own post office. You know what's a lot of fun? You go to Rome, go to the Vatican's post office, mail your letters from there, and they'll have Vatican City stamps on them. It's cute. It's a nice extra souvenir. But the walls that wrap around all those pieces of buildings that make up Vatican City, if they were open air, you'd be looking into the offices, the administrative offices of the Catholic Church. And if you get really lucky, if you stand in that big open courtyard, you know how you see thousands and thousands of people all crushed together in front of St. Peter's Basilica and next to St. Peter's, coming up adjacent, like L-shaped against it, is this other building in which the fourth floor, I'm pretty sure it's the fourth floor. I'm going to say it's the fourth floor because I'm pretty sure I'm right. If I'm not, go look it up and let me know. Is where the apartment of the Pope is. Now, if there weren't walls there, it would be an open-air apartment to the Pope's apartment. I mean, you know, silly stuff, people. There's no border between Rome and Vatican City. There's no border crossing. Nobody asks for your passport. There's nothing to stop you. Nothing whatsoever. And the part where there are walls, that's because there's stuff behind it, you silly people. My goodness. So here's what Vatican City looks like. You know, 100 acres sounds like a lot. It really isn't. Those buildings are huge. I wonder how many acres St. Peter's takes up. It's a tremendous building. So here's the deal. there's this road, and they all drive like loonies in Rome. I mean, Italian drivers inherently believe that a traffic signal is a suggestion. So it's red light. Should I stop? Nah, I don't see any cars. What do I need to stop for? Until suddenly there's another car who saw the light was green and they've met by fender. So when you draw, there's this road, and it's a very busy road. And picture yourself going straight ahead, and suddenly the road bends sharply to the left. At the point where it bends sharply to the left, that's where Vatican City begins. And there's this huge courtyard. And straight ahead of you is the entrance to St. Peter's Basilica, the big giant cathedral. And to the right, attached to it, is a building that's just straight up and down, almost looks colonial. Red brick building. I think it's red brick, isn't it? My memory is it of being red brick. But it's just this big wall, lots of windows, and the fourth floor, I'm pretty sure, is the Pope's bedroom. Or, yeah. It's his apartment, but one of those windows is his bedroom. So they, in order to make sure everybody goes left and not straight ahead and drives through the front of the basilica or kills tens of thousands of people crushed into, I don't know how many people that square holds, but it holds a lot of people. That whole big space, big giant courtyard in front of the basilica. And so here you got the courtyard. One side's the basilica. The other side is the building that has administrative offices and residences, the Pope's apartment. They put up these columns. They're made of like concrete, or I think they're stone. Every few feet, maybe like every 4 feet, they're wide enough apart that you and your family could walk through together without anybody bumping into one of these poles. And they're only about 4 feet high, I'm going to say, if they're that tall. But they're placed alongside this road as it bends, because it's these things that actually make the bend in the road, so that the cars don't drive into the courtyard. And there's space small enough, narrow enough, so even if the smallest car could not drive between. A motorcycle could drive in. People can walk in. You and your bicycle could go through. You and your baby carriages could go through, and strollers and whatnot. But anybody who wants to enter can walk in, bicycle in, motorcycle in. And when you get to the front door of the, because it's just all open air, you walk into the cathedral. And to the right is the Pope's residence. And if you walk around that building of the Pope's residence building and down the side street, you're going to come to a place where there's another gate that you can also go in. And that gate takes you into where the Vatican Museum is, with the most amazing artwork and the most amazing things made of gold. It'll blow you away. And the Sistine Chapel. And you have to buy a ticket to go in. But there's nothing that's going to stop you. So for all of you who think that Vatican City is behind the wall, yeah, it's walls that are like, there's a garden on the other side, or there's private residences, there's office buildings, but you can get into what you can get into. Nothing's keeping you out. Oh, my goodness. Anyway. I want to thank you for joining us today. Come back next week. You gotta fly now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.